Vision today on the Ultimate Ground Rules.
But I have raised you up for this very purpose, that I might show you my power, and that my name might be proclaimed in all the earth. Welcome to the Ultimate Ground Rules, a podcast built specifically to encourage, empower, and strengthen the faith of coaches as they live out their God-given purpose to develop the next generation of leaders. And now, your host, Dave Pritchard.
Hello and welcome to the Ultimate Ground Rules. I am your host, Dave Pritchard. And before we get started today, I want to encourage everyone to make sure and check out last week's episode, an interview with Ryan McGinnis from Kimberly High School in Wisconsin. Coach McGinnis provided some powerful information and insight that you as a coach do not want to miss. It's interviews like the ones Coach McGinnis provided in episode 15 and Coach Ryan Presnell provided in episode 6 that this podcast is all about. Practical information that you as a coach can use to help yourself positively impact your players' lives on a daily basis. That's what we're all about at the Ultimate Ground Rules, and I highly encourage you to go back and check out episode 6 and episode 15 if you haven't yet. Today, I want to tackle the topic of vision. As a coach, it's imperative that you have a vision for your program. But what's your program all about? That's what your vision is. What's your program about? What do you want to achieve? How does your vision impact your players? See, here's the truth. No vision only equals a total failure. Limited vision will equal limited success. If you have a vision, but you have no plan, and you have no action, what you have is only a dream. If you have a vision and a plan, but you don't put it into action, well, coach, that's just a nightmare that you don't want to live. But if you have a vision, a plan, and you put it into action, that's where you'll see production. Proverbs 29:18 says, "Where there is no vision, the people perish." That's all you need to know to understand that vision is vital. So the question we have to ask is, what's an appropriate vision? Well, there's no better place for us to start than by dissecting the vision of Christ Himself. His vision was unique, and I really believe it holds some valuable insight that can only strengthen us as coaches. And I want to break it down to you in four simple points. The first is, Jesus saw the masses. What does that really mean? Well, as followers of Christ, we should be continually praying for wisdom and understanding. In other words, we should desire to have the mind of Christ. So, what was on Christ's mind? Or, what was on His heart? Well, Scripture makes it very clear that Christ's heart was for people. That's exactly what John 3:16 says. For God so loved the world that He gave His only Son. For God so loved the world. Christ's heart was for the people. So our goal should be to have on our heart what God has on His. So in other words, we should have people on our heart, the masses. So just like Jesus saw the masses, we should see the masses. As a coach, this means your program as a whole. And not only your program, but the people that have the potential to be reached through the people and players that are in your program right now. We've got to have a big picture, a big vision for the masses, just like Jesus did. The second point is that Jesus saw through the disciple. So although Jesus had a vision for the masses, He saw the masses through His disciple, and He began to build into His disciples. It's interesting to note in the New Testament, the word Christian is only used 3 times, but the word disciple is used 269 times. There's something going on there. There's an importance to discipleship. Jesus saw the masses, but He saw them through His disciples. As a coach, do you ever view your players as a conduit? A conduit, say for electrical wire, well, it carries that wire so that its impact can be felt down the line. as a coach, do you see your players as potentially impacting your local community and potentially the world? What kind of impact are you preparing them to make? Just as Jesus saw the masses through his disciples, we as coaches must see our community and the world through the lens of our players. And that leads us right into our third point. Jesus built and equipped the disciple. He trained them. Mark 3:14 says, "And he appointed 12, whom he also named apostles, so that they might be with him, and he might send them out to preach." What we find here is the with me principle. Jesus called his disciples so that they could be with him. You think about all the time in Jesus' ministry that he spent with his disciples. 3 years, practically 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. That's over 26,000 hours. That's a lot of with me time. And while you may not be spending that kind of time with your players, you are spending a significant amount of time with them. So what are you equipping them for? Just a game? Or are you equipping them for more? The word apostle means to send out. See, Jesus called those 12 to be apostles because he was preparing to send them out. We should view our players in a similar light. We only have them for a limited time, and then they will be sent out. But again, what are we preparing them to be sent out for? See, a good leader creates good leaders. That's what Jesus did with his disciples. And it's what we're called to do with our players. Called to create good leaders that we can send out. The fourth and last point is that Jesus reached the masses. His purpose for building and equipping disciples was to reach the world. Think about the last church service that you attended, or simply the last time that you sat down and read your Bible. Thousands of miles away from the Middle East, and thousands of years since Jesus walked the earth, and yet the message is still being carried forward. What an impact that was made possible through 12 men that Jesus trained and equipped. What kind of impact will the young men and women that move through your program make? See, Jesus had a heart for the masses, but he saw them through his disciples. And he trained and he equipped them, and in doing so, he reached the masses. Ultimately, it's all about relationship. And Coach, I hope you're investing in your relationship with your players, investing and equipping them to have an impact far beyond the game. Coach, vision is vital. So what's yours? Thanks again for joining us this week, and don't forget to like, share, and subscribe as we attempt to grow our community. And also, check out our website at ultimateground.wixsite.com/website, where you can find information about our weekly Bible studies each Monday morning. And until next week, stand firm in the faith.